You know, as I told the team, you know, for the last 4 weeks or so, our defense has been hanging in there. You know, giving up 17, giving up 10, giving up 13. And, you know, and we thought today was going to be the day for, you know, our offense to break out. And that's how the game started. But, you know, this one came down to, you know, just our lack of ability on defense to get the ball back and stop them. You know, you're talking about 550 yards of total offense. You know, it's difficult to overcome, especially in addition to the points. But so, you know, that's the big difference here today. Disappointed. There were some flashes. There were some good things. Our special teams unit, again, was outstanding. You know, I thought Jared did a really nice job the first half, and especially in the two-minute drive. I thought he got better, which is encouraging. You know, really disappointed. It's, you know, when you're relying on your defense week after week after week and waiting for the offense to step up, you know, sometimes these things happen. It just wasn't a good day for us defensively. So, you know, injury-wise, you know, probably biggest concern is Roger. We'll see how he is. He did not return to the game. We got normal bumps and bruises. Did make a decision during the week to give Greg Robinson a break, a week off, because he needed it. There were just a lot going on and too many mental errors and too many penalties, and so we made the decision to go with Roger at left tackle and Jamon at guard. So we'll just adjust this week depending on how Roger's hand is. But I would expect Greg to return back to the lineup. So just kind of one of those things. I've dealt with him before with young players, and, you know, he just needed a moment, needed a break. And so we'll get him back and get him going.
So. You're 1-6 after starting the season 3-11. Mentally, where do you feel like this team is right now?
You know, it's every game is different. Every win is different. Every loss is different. You know, we can attribute to the lack of offensive production, to the losses, you know, prior to today. And then today we couldn't get it going defensively. So, you know, we'll get them back. They're practicing hard. You guys that are out there, you see it. They're having fun. They're working hard. You know, we've had a lot of unfortunate things happen. And, you know, I mean, credit the Saints. I mean, they had an extra 3 or 4 days to prepare for us, you know, having played last Thursday night. And they did a really good job. I mean, Sean is a outstanding play caller and offensive mind. And, you know, Drew's, I mean, this was the number one offense in the league today. And Drew showed that, so. I don't take that personal. I mean, that's just stuff. If that's what they chose to call, you know, they did it. And I fully expected them trying to get 56 on us today in the last drive. But, you know, we got to do a better job defensively. We just, you know, we got to do a better job coaching. And we got to do a better job with the plan. But, you know, our challenge, and if you know, when you're in this business long enough, there's challenges every single week, and we've got challenges ahead of us. I mean, we've got Tom Brady and Matt Ryan and, you know, ahead of us. So, I mean, our defense is going to have to put this one behind them and answer.
Coach, we can't talk to assistant coaches, obviously. Can you tell us what this week has been like for Greg Williams and his return to New Orleans?
You know, it was a normal week for Greg as far as preparation is concerned. There were no distractions. I mean, he coached the way he normally coaches on the field and in the meeting rooms. And, you know, he motivated the guys, and, you know, we just had a bad day.
You often say you'll be have said that you'll be on the phones with him saying, you know, keep him at threes, keep him as long as your field goals. What were you saying to him today in that second half when things
were? Well, I had one issue. I don't know, it was reported that we had an exchange. We always have exchanges on the sideline. But, I mean, you know, it was second and long. And I think anybody and everybody in the bayou knew it was going to be a screen but us. So it was just what happened and who was responsible. And certainly we had a player responsible for the screen, but he just didn't make the play. But so those are heat of the battle things. Talking about the Saints. Well, Drew's really smart. I mean, and Drew's had the benefit of facing this defense scheme for a long time, and he knew where to go with the football, and he made a lot of good plays.
Jared, can you talk a little bit more about Jared's progress?
Yeah, I think the 2-minute drive really kind of sums it up for Jared. You know, we made the plays in the first drive, and then when we got the turnover, you know, we had a one-play drive for a touchdown, great throw to Kenny. And then the 2-minute drive, which is different for him because I didn't want to put Drew back on the field. And so we're kind of slowing that drive down, and, you know, I said 3 at this point's good, and he made some really good throws in the 2-minute drive, you know, off his back foot and put the ball in the end zone. And we felt good about, you know, things as we went into halftime.